For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Hey, this boy. Yes. Hey. This guy's a legend. It's safe to say he's a legend. We're witnessing magic, you know? Right in front of our eyes.
Such a realist, man.
At what point do you start calling a person a legend?
When he does legendary status things, man.
What gives you legendary status?
Winning a summer start count. That's a good start.
You know.
Okay. So Steve Hofmeyr is a legend.
Nope.
No, he just said winning a summer count.
For his people.
Okay.
When I heard the song, man, it touched my soul, man.
You know.
Like his music, doesn't his music touch your soul?
Oh, it does. He's on rotation on my stories. My WhatsApp, my Insta, oh man.
My question to MacGyver actually is, knowing how much his Zulu sucks, right?
Yeah.
How does he hear what Java say?
How do you interpret it?
You don't need to hear, man. You can just feel it,
man. You feel it, man.
I know that feeling.
Okay, okay.
Feel it, it's here. And so are we. What's happening in the... We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Live Podcast and Chill. Leonce is here. MacG, the king of podcasts, is here.
The ghost lady is here. No,
it's Pelele.
In the words of the president, it's Pelele.
No,
but you know what's funny, right? This weekend. Oh, by the way, before we.
Big shout out to all the notification gang people, to all our subscribers, new subscribers, international audience, wherever you're listening from, local.
We love you.
Yes. The village.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the DMers, we love you.
Who won the DM challenge?
I think I did. I got about 12.
You got 12?
Yes.
Eki wheeler, yo.
Your village people didn't come for you.
No, I only got two, bro.
No.
Only two. Shame.
Oh.
Wow.
So,
how times have changed.
You've lost your Facebook cred, eh?
Oh my God.
Nah, he's just lost cred, period.
Oh, shame.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but big ups to everybody who played the game.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the
DMs. 14 of you.
you're 2 and +12.
Those that DM'd me on Instagram, those that DM'd me on Twitter. Mm.
Did niggas DM you or was it just girls?
I think there was one guy. No, the one guy said he DM'd you, but you didn't respond.
Oh, so I got three. So
yes.
No, you got one.
But like, yeah, all the ladies who showed me love.
Thank you.
Hey, Leonce. Leonce.
And I told you, I was like, hey, Leonce, you're a winner here.
When you hot, you hot. Oh, also.
One day you'll catch
up. But obviously, that comes in with... this weekend, man, shock of my life.
What happened?
We were okay. First and foremost, big ups to Heineken for a super, super hell of a good.
You guys are looking like superstars. Like you play for the Heineken United. What?
Yeah, that's why we've got a star.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, of course. Oh, by the way, so me and him went to the Heineken Experience, Unmissable Experience.
Sweet. What
watching
happened?
Watching the Champions League final out at Kyle Lamy Racetrack.
Uh huh. I saw. Who won there? Who won?
Liverpool won. Nah, but no one cares about that.
No one cares about that.
Yeah, I saw so many celebrities, dude. I've never seen so many celebrities in such a long time.
No.
Surprisingly, okay.
Dude, even SMA, what's his name?
Nasty C.
Nasty C won an award while performing at Kyle Lamy.
Oh, how cool
you gotta
is
get
that?
The bag, man. You gotta get the bag.
You gotta get the bag. What did
I say? I saw DJ Smoo.
Uh-huh.
Mpoma Boy.
Oh, Lunga Chavalala, I was sitting down watching the game, and then Lunga Chavalala was passing by. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, Tamek G. I'm like, hey, this guy knows me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't know he knows me. Oh, I'm like, hey, nice. what up, my dog?
So, hey, Lunga Shabalala.
Yeah, big up to Lunga Shabalala. Okay. We must actually get him on as well.
Yeah.
So DJ's Boo, DJ's Boo was like, hey, Len, I haven't seen you in a while. Eh? I'm like, wow, Boo knows me. Some Puma boys, so a couple of soccer players, Teko Modise.
Teko was there?
Yes, he was there. Lehlohonolo Majoro, Thierry Henry.
Yes.
Who else was there?
And there were a lot, man.
There was a lot,
is
man.
It?
A lot. Big ups, once again, big ups to Heineken. That, for me, ne, the Champions
League. Is this you trying to secure the bag?
No. This is like me being serious now, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, for me, the Heineken experience, right? The Champions League final. Ne? That whole thing is now
the cult.
It's in the calendar of what happens, like the social calendar in the year. You can literally place it next to SunMet,
Durban July,
Vodacom Durban July.
But it was a Father's Day though. There was a lot of niggas.
No, but it's football.
Yeah.
No, I saw a couple of slays. Yeah.
Is it?
Well, no, I saw a couple of hot ladies.
For example,
there were two podcasting chillers. I actually remember their names, Karabo and Zuki. Yes.
Oh. Even.
Hey, Karabo and Zuki.
And they said, I'm mean to MacGyver.
Oh,
yeah,
said,
but
they literally said, like, stop being a douche to MacGyver.
Yeah. Nice to Leonce.
All right.
I'll play nice.
You must be nice to Michelle and who's the other one?
And Kelly.
Kelly.
But yeah, man, big ups to Heineken. Thank you very much. Big ups to... Oh, they asked me to give him a big up, so I'll give him big ups. Big ups to Zuki and Karabo as well.
Okay.
And what I actually liked about this year's Unmissable, or this year's Heineken experience, was that it was intimate and the experience that you didn't have to queue with your food coupons and your drink coupons.
And the alcohol was cheap. I mean, it was free this year.
It was free.
Well, literally, it's usually free most of the times, all the times, because you get like 3 or 4.
Yeah, but it was an open bar this year.
Yeah, it was. This year had a level of exclusivity to it because you could chill next to like anybody. There was no VIP experience.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody was VIP.
Was equal.
I mean, to a point whereby MacGyver was going to take a piss and he met Steven Pienaar at the entrance.
Oh, Pienaar, yeah, took a picture.
Like, hey, Stevie, how you doing? This is me, Matt G. And he took a picture. You know, so that's
sweet.
How dope it was, man. So. Big ups to Heineken. Love you guys long time.
All right, let's talk about the summers, man. Let's talk about the summers. Did you guys watch?
I couldn't have watched them.
Yeah?
There's reruns. The Heineken.
Yeah, no. But there's reruns.
Nah, if something is done, it's done. I'm not going to bother going back.
Is it?
Remember I was telling you, like, even with somebody was asking me, I don't know if it was you or somebody that I work with, who was saying that, yeah, but there's ketchup. No. If something's gone, it's gone.
But sometimes you can catch up. It's okay.
Nah, yeah.
Did you watch the summer?
I did watch.
And what did you think?
So you didn't watch the soccer?
No. Okay. Why would I?
Okay. Hey, something sexy today, King. Did you get some?
How good?
And she's glowing.
I get it every day.
All day, every day.
It's free. No. I really enjoyed Paw Pops.
He was funny.
Was he the host?
There were like five, six. Yeah,
there's
like
also
Bob Mabena, Claire,
Melanie, Melanie.
Oh, she looked beautiful. My God,
but you didn't watch, Lynn. How do you know?
No, I saw a picture of her on Twitter. She posted a picture of herself with the outfit that she had.
Yes.
Yo.
Yeah. Oh man, I got so much to say. I wrote some things down.
Nomzamo was there. Also one of the presenters.
Ooh, Mambata.
Yes.
Nomzamo Mambata.
But I saw a tweet, right? So if you miss the summers like you, here's a basic summary. This is from Ed Quenzas Tole.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Sjava's a legend. AKA should stop submitting. Mpop Pops should have hosted alone. See me, Vusi Nova, AKA we're taking for Puss. Shoma Josie is a queen. No one wishes to be her ex. Samora and Slicker nearly gave some oaks heart attack. Dlala Mhlungisi can't wash her.
Kana, who's Dlala Mhlungisi? I've heard
that. Yeah, the one who screams on his tracks.
Mhlungisi.
Hey,
yes, the chubby guy.
Hey. Lululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululululul down, bro.
That guy's just
Yeah. I know who he is.
I watched them because I streamed them on Sunday, like the recap.
Yeah.
And I know the Summers are so funny. I know they're not, dude.
I must say I was impressed with their background.
What? Were you impressed with that?
looked really cool.
Wow, like, it takes very little to impress you.
No way.
When I watched them, man, uh-huh. It looked like they cut the budget.
Is it?
Yes, because I don't know what it is,
maybe,
but I think
someone
they have a sponsor
there.
No, Vodacom was sponsoring, but I don't think they were the main sponsor.
They don't have a main. I don't think they've got a main. So gone are the days when the other yellow company used to sponsor them and they used to be called, you know?
Exactly. And that's why I think they've cut
budget.
They've
lost that thing. Yes. They don't have that.
Because
the stage was smaller.
The stage was small. And everyone was performing in the same spot.
True.
You get what I'm saying? And usually the summers, dude, when the yellow company was hosting them, the summers were crazy. Even the celebs, weren't they driven by some company?
The rings. What's the thingy? That car, yes. The one that make A4s and A5s, yeah.
Oh. Why can't you just say Audi?
Ah, with four rings.
Are they paying us?
Hey! Are we there, you know?
The rings.
Lord of the rings. Let's leave it there. Ain't paying us.
But I love them, man. Apart from that, I thought they were dope.
Yeah.
But what's his name? Teve looked awkward because there were three of them. It was Teve, Zaku, and some other guy.
Yeah.
Doing the whole announcing. Né? And then Teve was just standing there looking like a security guard, not saying much.
Teve does. They should have at least gotten him to dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he performed at the end.
He did.
Nah, but Teve is cool.
But big shout out to Sjava, man.
Oh, no, Sjava. Sjava's
amazing.
His outfit, that was proper.
That was proper.
I know a lot of people took it. Like, people dragged him.
That was proper.
Ah, but that outfit was proper.
Yeah.
It was vintage. It was. I'd fuck with that.
Yeah.
Dude, I've got a jacket like his. The jacket he's wearing.
Yeah.
It's a green one from my grandmother.
Nice.
And now I can wear it with pride.
When you go to the shop to buy bread.
We're in brain.
When people recognize you.
But you know what the thing is about Java's music, no? I believe it's his calling. In terms of when you listen to his lyrics.
Is he a sangom?
No, not a sangom per se,
I'm kidding,
but like
man.
Yeah. Like as his music is so deep. Like I think when he makes it, no? It's not even him who comes up with the lyrics. Like it's his ancestors or something.
Yeah.
He's so in touch with his ancestors. Yeah. He goes into a trance and his music is amazing, dude.
Maybe
he's a musical genius.
You see now. But then you're going to say things
like, look, guys, you heard it first on Podcast and Chill. Mm. Mushrooms take you to another dimension.
True.
So I'm not saying he takes mushrooms. No, 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 no.
Maybe he takes some traditional mushrooms. Some mushrooms that are from, you know, KZN, you know.
Yeah. But when he makes music, I don't think it's him, man. I think it's his ancestors, like, speaking through him. Because it's just, when you heard that song, Yamlindo Lili's Java, it's like, yo, wow.
Mlindo's another one who makes good music.
Yeah.
Oh, and big ups to my crush one.
Hoku.
Hoku Nambia.
Ah, Shoma Jose is gone, guys.
And she released a song, like literally a video that night.
Ah, Shoma Jose is gone.
Where's she going?
She's gone international. She's gonna be a superstar.
No, she's been.
Ah, so she's gonna be a superstar.
You're not gonna get her to come to the podcast. That 1,000 mark that she put, 100K mark.
No, but the thing is, she's been international. She's been doing like so many international things.
Yeah.
For the longest time.
Well, before she's continental.
Before she even won the awards that she has now.
No, but I'm saying now she's going to be on the Black Coffee Trevor Noah level. And here's what I'm saying. Because she's got the looks, charisma, beautiful, can sing, can perform.
Yeah.
And also when she goes that side, because she's nominated for a BET, which I think she's going to win, right?
Mm.
She's African. Like, and that's what they're looking for. So like in America,
yeah,
she comes.
She's so authentic, yeah.
She's authentic.
Rather say
much.
Authentic. Don't say she's African. Right? She is African.
And she
Dresses African. She looks African.
I actually have an issue with that.
Okay, what's your issue?
My issue is, it's like when we have weddings and on Sundays, we're like, it's a traditional wedding and we must wear traditional outfits. Those are our clothes. Why do we have to put a tag to them? Why do they have to be traditional? So when you say she dresses African, it doesn't make sense.
So what I'm saying is when she goes
just
overseas,
say she's authentic. That covers everything.
When she goes overseas, right?
Mm.
She'll stand out from the rest because of her looks and
her style.
And
I don't even know you go overseas, you wear Gucci and Calvin Klein.
I don't even know any Gucci, dog. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, you wear other brands.
Yeah. So, she's gone, dude. She's gone.
No, but she's talented. She deserves it.
I saw a tweet from Go underscore Nkosi. He says, Shoma Jose is the new national treasure. Go well, go shell, babes.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. She's been gone, eh?
Yeah.
Enough for me, she's been gone. I think even my crush for her is wearing out.
Is it?
Or wearing off, rather.
Okay. But don't you think it's unfair to be a female presenter for any award show? Because you always get compared to Bonang. And no one can touch Bonang. Bonang's on a level of her own. Because I saw tweets saying that Nomzamo was trying to be like Bonang.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
That's how hard it is. Because no matter what you do, people will always compare you to Bonang. Because she kills it.
But here's the thing,
she presents.
There's Le Bonza and the rest.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it there.
And then the rest are like her children. They mimic her.
Do you think so?
That's a problem. So,
it's hard to be authentic when you're a female presenter.
The voice.
There's some distinct things that Bonang does, which I didn't see.
No. Bonang is Bonang. Bonang is Bonang. Like Bonang is Bonang.
True. Exactly.
Bonang should start paying us. We talk about it every episode.
You know how. If it's not Bonang, it's Mihlale. How?
This episode of Podcast and Chill is brought to you by PNG. No, but on the real though, like, and this is not me hating on anybody, right? The voice, I almost said Michali Teledi. Kutso Teledi, sorry.
Yeah.
When she came onto the scene, she sounded like she wanted to be, she sounded like she was Bonang.
Okay.
Or she wanted to be a Bonang, right? Who else? There's so many people that
That's what I'm saying, dude. Any female that does any MC gig or award
radio show. Actually.
Yeah, exactly. The first thing they compare to Bonang. And then it's so hard.
So the ghost lady sounds like Bonang.
Ah, yeah. I'm Bonang wa free, father.
She's the drink girl here. She brings the drinks.
If Bona, if there's any platform where nobody mimics Bona, it's on Podcast and Chill, brought to you by the House of BNG.
You know what I'm saying, dog? So what you gotta do is maybe speak broken English.
Perhaps because with the guys, ne? If
Robin Mara's another one, ish.
Oh.
Presenting after him. Yeah. But you see, like, Umpo Pops, he brought a different style. You can't compare him to
exactly.
Robert.
You
get what I'm saying?
Skumba would, if he had to, he would bring in a different dimension. Fat Joe, if he had to, he would bring in a different dimension.
Yes.
DJ Fresh, if he had to, he'd just bring in a different.
And here's the winner.
That's all he has to do, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So there are those marquee names that if you want to be prim and proper, firstly, try outdress Bonang Unyil.
Of course.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, try outperform or out MC Bonang Unyile Haitu.
Ish.
So what you just gotta do is
be yourself.
But if yourself
is not bringing the best, it's also rough.
But do you think the Summers have the same kind of woof? Or Vava Voom they used to have.
No, they don't.
No.
So how would you rebrand
them? Because there's some bits and pieces that I missed, but which I feel like I still watch the whole of.
And a lot of people weren't there. Like, there were every second award, it was like, unfortunately, they couldn't accept it.
Exactly.
But how would you rebrand them then?
How would I rebrand them?
The Summers.
Yo.
How would you rebrand, Lynn?
I would work on getting a super, super proper headline sponsor.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, whatever you do, it needs a brand that's got money behind it.
Mm. I wouldn't have a brand. Who's still doing this?
Are you okay?
It's just the three okay? of us.
Just the three.
We can make it if we try.
The Podcast and Chill Award.
Best subscriber goes to
best commenter goes to
it's one of those things. I just think they're missing a headline spot with everything that happens. I mean, if the July did not have
Vodacom
behind it, I don't think they would still be as relevant as they are, because remember, even back then in the days of the Rothmans July. But cigarette companies were very prevalent at the time.
Rothmans July, you're revealing your age.
Did you just call him old like?
I got young blood, man. I got young blood. But yeah. Oh, and I look pretty young today. Thanks to the haircut.
Len is looking so fresh and so clean, clean.
No. I look like a snack.
Mm. Man. Hey.
Not snack, Leon.
Safelani.
I look like a snack. Keep the DMs coming. So, it's everything behind who's sponsoring. Like the Sun Met in January. If Sun International was not behind them, they wouldn't be as prevalent.
Mm.
The Heineken thing, well, they're doing it. It's not.
What about digital? Don't you think it would, if people could vote digitally?
Digitally,
weren't,
how?
Weren't they able to? I'm sure they, normally they push that.
Digitally, how?
So the Song of the Year, you can vote, you can SMS, right? Yeah. But all the other ones, the panel decides. Mm-hmm. And then that always creates tension and controversy. So, for example, this year, people thought, who's that? Who's that guy? Mlindo should have won Best Newcomer.
Oh.
So to eliminate that, make it digital. Everybody votes. Okay. I mean, it's 2019. I'm sure they can do that.
I actually think Mlindo is more newcomer than Shoma Josie.
Yeah, that's what people were saying. He should have won.
Look, no hate. I love Shoma Josie and she deserves everything that she got. But I just think Mlindo is more newcomer than Shoma Josie.
Than Shoma Josie, yeah.
Look, there are predetermined terms and conditions in terms of who qualifies for what.
And it was Prince KB. He's been making us dance since last year. He didn't get nominated for nothing.
Actually, rough.
But summers have always been a contentious award. Those who get awarded, like, it's always been.
Oh, guess who won Best Piano, Tom, and Kwaito?
Spiggy, wiggy, wiggy, wiggy.
He does piano too.
Shesha Kesa.
Spiggy, wiggy, 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 wiggy.
He's a legend, Mara. That did not make sense, dude.
Hey, Diamond.
What, when they're supposed to give him lifetime achievement? That's a wrong award. They gave him the wrong award. But yeah, man, I just think the summers have fallen off. It's like with the Grammys. There was a time I used to get excited about the Grammys.
Oh, I didn't
like,
care.
Now I'm just like, whatever.
Yo, even the American Music Awards, yeah. Billboard, it was a thing, bruh.
Awards, they've lost.
Yeah, they've lost.
But
yeah,
guys,
right.
Don't you think it's because of social media?
Yes. Also.
Because we have so much an opinion where it used to depend on them to see what the media saying, who's the biggest, who's the best.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Because like before, if you wanted to see Cardi B perform live, you'd have to watch the awards.
Thank you.
Now you can just go on your phone and see her performing at Atlanta or wherever.
I'm sure she was performing the day before. It looked cute.
Yeah.
That's good enough. Yeah.
And she looks cute.
But what I noticed is that if you have a Zulu song, mm-hmm. half the battle is won.
Wow.
There's a chance you're going to win a summer or have a hit in South Africa. His song must just be Zulu.
So Shoma Josie is sitting there saying, I have conquered Everest.
Nothing. King Munada.
Please tell me a song that is one song of the end wasn't Zulu or English.
Wow.
Or Afrikaans.
Yeah. A Venda song. Yeah. Imagine Shesha Gaze and Venda. Do you think it would be as big?
It's going to be tough.
Tamba Artuwe.
Or Colbert Mukwege.
You see.
Are you related to him, by the way?
I think so. I told you my grandfather was on fire. He was lit.
Could be any of your cousins.
But
Colbert is big though, eh?
Yeah.
He's,
you mean Colbert was huge. Not recognized? Nothing.
No. Nothing.
He's only king there.
They should change them to the Zulu Music Awards.
And hold them in Durban.
No, that's not fair.
At the ICC.
Which Venda song do you know that's won Song of the Year?
Nothing.
Or any Limpopo based song.
What about Xhosa? Xhosa?
Mlindo's Xhosa, isn't he?
No, he's Zulu.
Oh, Zulu.
Is he?
He's Zulu. Oh. Yeah. No.
Okay. Any Tswana song? Oh, those guys. Can I give them the twins? Can I give them
Major League?
Not those twins. The house twins, man.
Oh, Revolution.
Yeah, them. So that's outside of KZN.
Wow, let's check who's won, actually. Let me Google what you guys are
talking.
Go back
that far.
Yeah, I want
to
see.
It's not worth it.
Okay. All right. Leon has spoken.
By the time...
Okay, MacGyver, stop it.
By the time you get
Len,
the names...
Len, they said you must be nice.
By the time he gets the winner, summer will be here.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about the summers, man. What else happened this weekend?
So how was your weekend, actually, apart from Champions League? Big up to Heineken.
No, it was chilled, man. I had a gig last night in Maboneng. Mm. Hey, I'm getting bookings.
Hey. Yay!
I was dope, right? Fun. There's a place called Rooftop Something, Jojo, I think, in Maboneng. Yes, dude. It was a Sunday night. I was playing midnight.
Wow. Packed. Are you serious?
Packed.
What time did you come back?
I came back at about 2. They summoned me at home. Umokai!
Come back!
Ah, it's dope. And guess who's playing next week?
You are.
No, Shimza.
Did you check where the switch is? The main switch.
Do you know where the main switch is?
And they got Boity as well. Oh, yeah, nice. No.
For tech.
Dude, I saw everybody was hacked about the fight, the Anthony Joshua fight.
Because he lost to the Teletubby.
Yeah, that guy.
Teletubby.
That guy looked like a wrestler, dude, more than a boxer, bro.
No, but here's the thing. And he said this in one of the post-fight interviews on some. Yeah, I've got like a bit of a stomach. It doesn't mean I can't box. So, like, what the fuck?
Oh, wow.
But I think Anthony was also hit on the head. And his vision was a bit, or his demeanor was a bit.
Excuses.
Yeah.
No, like there's so many things. Like, do you know, I think I've actually mentioned this on the podcast before, that as a boxer, ne, I'm not saying that he did, but you need not be distracted the week leading up to the fight. He had sponsor interviews left, right, and center.
Mm. Can you rock though? One round?
No, you're not allowed
to. No, you can't.
Oh, you said that so quick, can you?
Are you dating a boxer?
It's like I'm married to a boxer. So much for saying I've been getting it every day.
I get his boxing it. KO.
So I'm the loser now.
So does he last 12 rounds?
Yo, how many rounds? What's the most runs you've gone?
I think I've done 3 at most.
3,
yeah, in 1 minute.
Thank you for being real. Yeah.
3.
No, those are the numbers. How?
I'm not trying to audition. What am I auditioning?
The coach will be like, voo, voo. You can't end up.
Am I auditioning for Game of Thrones yet? No, nigga. It's okay. 3 at best. And that's in my younger years. Like, I'm honestly not trying to go for 5 rounds. I think I can attempt 3 now. I think I can.
You're speaking like an old guy now. In my younger years.
No, in my younger years.
Back in my days.
I used to hit top.
I was a boxer. But why am I trying to go for like...
Yeah.
What am I trying to do?
If you can just have one good one, it's good.
You see, quality over quantity.
Yes.
What's the most you've gone for?
Ah, you don't know, you.
Yo. Why?
One good round.
You believe in one good one? How do you don't want to know?
One bullet. Only one bullet.
It's okay.
Push up again. Push up.
You're out.
Oh my goodness.
One. Two.
Kinky, kinky.
And you throw in the towel.
It's time for a game. Let's play a game.
To ramble.
Oh, so goodness. To sum up your sex life, Mike Tyson.
You can't see me.
First round KO.
Get John Cena. You can't see me.
Come in. You know they say...
Ellen Kalama say...
There's a.
That take.
Yes.
There's a phrase that I
give
like.
Give him Karim, the one hit wonder.
Can you remember the time?
So there's a phrase that I like saying. There's a phrase I like saying. Hore, like football explains life. Ne? In your case, it's like boxing explains. And you must remember a round of boxing is like about a minute 30 seconds.
So you're saying my woman when she sees me with a Nangwa figure Mike Tyson.
What's up, man? How do you want it? How do you want it?
Here you go. Let's play a game. Okay. We're going to play a game called Whose Tweet Is It Anyway? Are you guys ready for that? Oh, my goodness.
Anthony Joshua.
And we've got 3 rounds in this game.
If it was a 1-round game, MacGyver would win.
So it's 3, we've got chances left. This is our level.
Corey's team is not for me.
You know.
Ah, no.
Yo!
Okashwa. Okashwa. You'd need a PA to say, to schedule your, like,
at 7 o'clock, it's Makumalo.
Tomorrow.
After 3 days.
You know your phone locks after 1 minute.
Baby shashis. Yeah, Pelly Petro.
Before the phone locks, I'm done.
Short,
oh my goodness. Anyway. 3-3-10.
Ah, that's even better.
Alright, here we go. We're gonna play a game called Whose Tweet Is It Anyway? I'm gonna read out a tweet for you, ne?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you 3 guesses, you must tell me who you think.
I'll
give you guesses because then it could be anyone in the world, dude.
Exactly, okay.
Yeah. Oh, no. Has Leon says book.
Ah, it's fine.
Be nice, let's agree with you.
All right, cool. Here we go.
You're taking too long, which is not something you used to.
I'm out of my element. Okay. You will not appreciate what you have until the
Continue.
Okay, cool. Here you go. You will not appreciate what you have until you have lost everything. For this reason, you must count your blessings daily.
By who?
Okay. Is it Vinny Da Vinci, Oskido, or Ringo?
Jesus.
Wow. He'd say we stayed
Oskido.
There.
Oskido.
You're going to go for Oskido?
Mm.
Are you lucky?
It's definitely, there's no gap here. So I think it's Vinny Da Vinci.
Vinny Da Vinci. Ghost Lady is correct. It's Oskido.
Yeah, Oskido.
Yeah. Hey, he's always putting up profound things, eh?
Hey, yeah. My man.
I remember him in the Calabash days. Remember the club Calabash?
You were at Calabash?
Yes.
Who's
I used to stay close.
Now. Oh. And she can still last 3 rounds.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like the camera just felt pretty cute.
All right, cool. Here you go. I'm so grateful to have lived through the era of Kwaito. Is it Hurusani Ravere, Mpuma Boy, or Pearl Mudiadi?
Mudiadiye.
Oh, Mudiadiye.
I almost said something, but let me keep quiet. Anyway, that was.
Oh!
I'm saying it right now. It's an inside joke. Mm. 30 seconds inside.
Oh, good.
I hope Pearl doesn't watch this.
Nobody watches this podcast.
So much for being recognized.
I'll say Mpuma Boy.
I was just about to say Mpuma Boy as well.
Huli Sani Ravere.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, big up to Huli. She actually did one of the awards handovers at the Summers, yeah?
Yeah.
I think Friday. You know the Friday one? The one that DJ Cleo always wins. The most downloads. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Downloads.
Yeah. So, did he win this year, actually?
No.
Does he still make
sure,
music?
Actually, I'm not sure.
Last time was a soccer player now?
Last time,
nah,
no.
He couldn't keep. So yeah, he wanted to be a goalkeeper, but he sucks. Oh. I've played against him and we won. He sucks as a goalkeeper. He's a good music producer, but he sucks as a goalkeeper.
Oh.
That I will tell him for
free. Is that why you won?
Yeah, because I was a goalkeeper for the opposition.
Oh,
that's why we won.
Oh wow, because
I'm a very good goalkeeper.
Oh nice. Yes.
Amar, the game needs Cleon. Akanyisa mapiano.
Which game?
The soccer, the be specific,
goalkeeper. the music one.
Oh yeah, no, of course, no, without a doubt. There's some people who the game actually needs.
Yeah.
They shouldn't go away.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Okay. Cool.
Arthur can go away.
Hey, yeah.
Mm.
Apparently, he stole the lottery's man and he bought a guest house.
Serious, Arthur?
Apparently, I read an article today. This
the whole lottery.
Buma 6 meter.
How? How did you do that? You must teach us.
Teachers must die. Teachers.
Don't call me. Near bus. Who's the bus now? Mm. So, yeah. But anyway.
So, Kwaito's dead, well.
No.
I think
not...
so.
Yeah, because my piano is new age Kwaito.
Actually, yeah, ne.
Kwaito's dead.
Ne.
Kwaito's dead.
Yeah, guys, don't talk so fast. Someone might just revive it.
We
right?
Talk fast, he comes fast. But Kwaito's dead.
All right, here's the last one. Meant to be going to the Summers, but we gotta get these checks, baby. Is it Nomuzli, Rouge, or Nadia Nakai?
Who was not at the Summers out of all of those?
Probably all of them.
All of them, actually, yeah.
I think it's Nadia Nakai.
You
but wait, why would she be there? No. I think it's Rouge, because she was nominated for something. For Best Hip Hop, I think.
For someone who didn't watch, she knows a lot. Eh?
You know?
But
just like Game of Thrones. He had a whole lot to say, but yeah, no, read, guys, man. I don't guys, watch.
Guys, reading is underrated. Oh. I read. Yeah. Me, I read.
Teachers must not learn.
I read. Me, I'm there. I'm reading. Okay. Guys, I'm reading.
You, Ghost Lady?
Muesli.
Yeah. The answer is Rouge.
Rouge, okay. Yes, yes. Okay.
You work on the... So, I'm like... When I'm faced with these kind of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I work as if I'm Sherlock Holmes.
Oh.
I work with the science of deduction.
Okay.
Yes. So that's how Sherlock Holmes is so brilliant.
Oh.
Because he works on the science of deduction.
Lena, yeah. I get in a year of 12 runs, so I deduct
11.
12 runs.
So have you done one round this year?
Yeah, it's fine.
You are preparing for your one round.
So he's the Sherlock Holmes of sex. But yeah, so that's him. So yeah, man. Kana, there's something I actually wanted to talk about this weekend. Oh, guess what? Actually, I'm going to blast them and I hope they get their house in order. So this weekend I went to a funeral.
Okay.
On Saturday morning.
With takeaways.
So I was going to do that. Because I had takeaways to take to the funeral with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't because I didn't have electricity on Saturday morning upon waking up. So I couldn't warm up the food that I had.
Mm.
Right? Or I couldn't make anything fresh.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
So I was forced to sort of like buy takeaways.
Mm.
And because I was in Deep Kloof, I was like, let me look for a cool kota spot somewhere. Right? And then there's a place called Chili Peppers that I went to. It took me 50 minutes.
50?
50.
Wow.
To get my quota.
For a quota?
For a quota.
This is in between the funeral
no,
and the
after
cemetery.
The funeral. So I don't eat. So No. After, like, everything was done. Like, oh. We were leaving. Because, like, you know, last week, I told you guys that I don't...
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't partake.
No, I don't partake in those communion activities. Yeah.
50
no.
minutes.
It took me 50 minutes to get my quota from Chili Peppers.
Do you know how many rounds that is? Huh?
For you, it's one.
Did you waste it?
For you, it's one. Well, technically, that is... How long does a round last? What's a good round?
Hey!
I think my time is about between 35-40 minutes.
Guys,
it's a podcast, Dimo.
It is, though.
So, guys, you mean you can watch Len the whole.
I can outdo an episode of Generation.
Because we are 40 minutes in. You mean that's your round?
That's your round. Like with are you talking about with foreplay and everything?
Yes, everything, like the process of
and
like,
the penetration
and the everything. Oh, he's already come by this. So we're talking like everything, like from start to finish.
What start, guys?
What start? Yeah, that's but he's finished. Like, what's that?
So the honor marks, get ready. He doesn't want to
Len, get on your over. Get on your over, Len.
What did you say? Wait, calm down.
It's your son.
I mean, sorry, wait. What the fuck did you just say?
He's taking me for a card, this one. I'll show him.
Show you what?
Yeah.
I'm not coming to the... Oh.
You're not coming for that one. You'll make him work.
Well, he clearly doesn't. But yeah. So, anyway, where were we? Like, yeah, like everything, like, you know, it's...
No, we're breaking down the whole sex now. How long?
Is it from entering and going out?
Yes.
Coming and going?
Yes.
Coming and going should be about between 20 to 25 minutes.
Hey. Selling us dreams here.
That's when the coochie goes vuk vuk.
Kutiu,
no way.
Kutiu,
kutiu. Kutiu.
No, but
which
like...
went faster.
Yeah, that's his job. So,
well, one of the things coming over...
So wait, no, listen, right, listen. I literally reckon that, okay, maybe from a marital point of view, I could be wrong.
No, this is just a sexual podcast. Point of view. A sexual
10
point
minutes.
Of view. Like, yeah.
How many positions do you do in 10 minutes?
A lot. Get fast, eh?
So one position a minute.
I think we need a...
So he does like doggy, God. So
it depends on the frequency and the vibration and what must happen, you know.
No, but like, come on. I mean, well, yeah, after 10 minutes. No, but like, I think a decent time is...
let us know.
Yeah,
comment in the section below there.
Yeah
let us know. Comment
what's the longest or what's the kind of king standard time.
Mm. And if you want to show us, it's fine. There's more than enough space here.
Yeah, send a video.
While we're recording, you can be pleased. We'll time. Anyway, we are here, man. This has been Podcast and Chill. Oh, shit, man. I think Nadia Nakai is mad at me.
Is it?
Yeah, because I've been trying to reschedule another meeting.
You're trying to do her for 1 minute. She's like, I want no 1 minute, man. Tell me what you got.
So yeah, I think I'm Twitter and tell us.
Oh, can we ask our subscribers?
Yeah,
to
let's
just...
ask our subscribers,
yes,
to Twitter there.
Yeah,
please. Sorry, what's the hashtag?
So let's say at Nadia Nakai, please come to the podcast and chill. Hashtag we are sorry. Yeah.
That's what he says after every 1 minute.
I'm
fuck you.
Sore.
Where do I live?
Get down your
back. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope. It's Geico.
Yeah. That's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.